But right now, we want to zero in on the Sharon Historical Society and what's going on in Sharon. Sharon has a big night coming up on the 4th, and that is the tree lighting ceremony and the luminaries. And joining us right now is Christine Beer from the Sharon Historical Society. Christine, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Marshall.
You know, it's the Sharon Historical Society is just down the road from us and up a little bit. Not only do you have you participate, of course, in the tree lighting ceremony at the Historical Society as well, but before we get to that, I want to mention something that's going on. And if you're not a member of the Sharon Historical Society, well, maybe you should become one, because they have a special members-only tour coming up on December 3rd at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. By the way, if you want to become a member, it's just $35 a year. But what's interesting about this is you really get to see the artifacts really behind of what goes on at the museum, right, Christine?
Yes, this is just, you know, I'm sure listeners have know of these types of events at other museums, and we just thought it would be a really wonderful way for us to share more of our artifacts with the community, because so few are actually put out on exhibit at any one time, and some may never, you know, be put out on exhibit or for many, many years. So we're really happy to have our new curator, Brandon Leafy, who will be doing these behind-the-scenes curator tours for members. And we're hoping this to be a once-a-month event. We have to limit the number of people, obviously, to take into the climate control space where our collections are. But we're really excited about it, and I'm looking forward to hearing any ideas or feedback people have about best scheduling for this or any other ideas. So thanks for mentioning it.
Well, the reason I wanted to mention it is because you have over 3,000 objects, and I mean, that's just that's mind-boggling when you figure your display space and what you have to put out there. So it really is a chance for people to see things that they just probably won't ever get a chance to see.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So I think it'll be really fun. There'll be, you know, three-dimensional artifacts, and there'll be also an opportunity for us to share documents and other artifacts from our archives as well.
Right,
so it should be fun.
Let's talk about the holiday tree lighting. There's going to be carols, hot cider, and cookies. Of course, the tree lighting takes place on the green. But one of the great things about this is, no matter what the weather is like, at the end of all of this, after the tree lighting and the Salisbury Band Christmas Brass and Hot Chocolate Society, you open up the Historical Society, and you have hot cider and cookies on the porch for people to just chat and converse after it's all over.
Yes, yes. So I would say after you know, the tree lighting and the sing-along carols with Salisbury Band Christmas Brass and Hot Chocolate Society is 5 to 5:30. And from you know, if folks just walk a little bit south, they'll find us, and we'll be here from 5:30 to 6:30 with our, you know, great volunteers and staff and board members to serve our community some, you know, hot cider and cookies. So, and I should say, you know, this event just takes a lot of people. Thankfully, you know, we have volunteers who bake cookies, and we have a lot of people that are helping to put out a lot of different events and festivities out on the green. So we're really happy to be part of this, but I hope that people will walk down and visit us with each other.
That's on December 4th. Once again, the tree lighting ceremony, and all this event just gets underway at 5 o'clock with the tree lighting ceremony, which is, I'll give kudos to the Sharon Green Preservation Association, especially all the work that they've done on the green, extra work that I should say that they've done on the green over the past couple of years. Then at 5 to 5:30, also the carols with the Salisbury Band, Christmas Brass, and Hot Chocolate Society. And then really a very short walk to the Sharon Historical Society at 5:30 to 6:30 for hot cider and cookies. It's been a very busy year for you at the Historical Society. I mean, you've brought on the curator, and you're doing a lot of programming.
You know, we are. And part of the reason that we can do that now is as of September 1st, we have a full-time curator, which is something that we've needed for quite a long time, and thankfully we were able to realize that, and so we can look to having more regular schedule. In the summer, we did have a part-time person who organized quite a lot of children's and teen programming with us We partnered with the Sharon Playhouse on a teen program, and that was well received. So, yeah, we've really tried to step up our programming and reach out a little more actively to children and families, and started to try some programming that we hope will be regulars on the schedule. So really, you know, any feedback that the community has for us, we're happy to hear it, and we're hoping to have some regular seasonal, you know, kinds of programming. So it's going to be fun.
I think it points out the importance of having a full-time curator, because the curator obviously will work with members of the board and you and bring up things that he's found and items that he's found, and that it makes it easier for you to schedule these events.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have three really big projects that we're undertaking that have formulated over the last year. And so bringing on the curator to help with those is just going to be so tremendously important. We have our Kelsey collection, which is a large photographic collection of Frances Morehouse Kelsey's, which truly really tells the story of her as a photographer here in Sharon, and also of Sharon. So she, you know, she's illuminating so many stories through her photography, and that all needs to be processed and brought through to some small exhibits early on, and then maybe a large exhibit and even publications. So it's a long-term project. It's several years. The second one that we have, we're looking at standing up a permanent exhibition that will share out a lot about Sharon's history, in part the work of Ed Kirby, but also other stories that flow from the iron industry and into contemporary, agriculture and arts that make Sharon what it is today. And then the third real big piece is World Histories. We're really, we have our Voices of Sharon program that we're hoping to start up again with our trustee Brian Ross and our trustee Rhonda Schwartz. And so that will be getting going again, as well as an oral history program with Carol Asher, who is doing a program on reinventing farming to raise awareness of our local innovators in agriculture.
So a lot going on at the Sharon Historical Society. If you ever want more information on the web, it's sharonhist.org, sharonhist.org. But once again, a reminder, December 4th, beginning at 5 o'clock, the tree lighting, and then goes on till 5:30 with carols by the Salisbury Band, Christmas Brass and Hot Chocolate Society, and then 5:30 to 6:30, hot cider and cookies on the porch at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum. Christine, thanks for joining us, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you, Marshall.
All right, take care. Christine Beer here on Robin Hood Radio.